Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We really want to share with you what Wycliffe translators are doing. You know, we know that Wycliffe and others have translated the Bible for us, and so that the average man could have the Word of God. It was a wonderful, amazing undertaking. And if you haven't heard America, how do we got here and how do we stay here? My goodness, you've got to listen to that. You will find out the journey of the Bible and how we even got to the King James Bible. It was amazing. And it gives us an appreciation. I went and got a Geneva Bible after that. I mean, that's how it just really touched me. But you want to get that. But today, there's still translator translating the Bible in so many different languages. I want you to hear from one of the gentlemen, the president CEO, Bob Cresson, of Wycliffe Translators, as he begins to share some of the insight and some of the things that are happening with their work. Watch this.
For more than 70 years, the goal of Wycliffe Bible Translators has been to give people the Word of God in their own language. Now, they're in sight of completing that task. Joining us now is Bob Cresson, the president and CEO of Wycliffe Bible Translators. He's written a new book called The Finish Line, Stories of Hope Through Bible Translation. Bob, this book is described as part memoir, part devotional, and part call to action. Is that accurate, and why did you write it?
Absolutely accurate, Ephraim. One of the things I wanted to do was try to focus on this unique opportunity that people have in this period of history to actually accomplish the Great Commission and to be able to do it in their lifetime. Those are things we've talked about for years, but this is actually an opportunity for people to do that using the Scriptures, those things that we know are central to our faith, as a platform for that.
Well, the book includes some amazing stories of God's work in advancing the gospel around the world. Can you give us an example?
Yeah, for example, my wife and I first saw the impact of Scriptures in Cameroon. A young boy was killed in a motorcycle accident. We took his body out to the village. His father had been translating the Yambeta Scriptures, and what he did is when we got there, he turned to the story of Lazarus, and you'll remember that story well, and he read that story in Yambeta to the crowd, and the crowd was absolutely riveted on the Word of God. Jesus was no longer a foreign God. He understood their deepest hurts, their deepest fears, and that story is a story of hope. That story gave them hope in their mother tongue.
Beautiful. How has technology increased the pace of global translation efforts?
A couple things that we're doing. You've already done a story on BGAN satellite receivers. We're using those prolifically now around the world to be able to check translations. Someone can sit at their dinner table in Arlington, Texas, and check a translation that's going on in the jungles of Indonesia. So that's one thing. The other thing we've got are computer programs now, Ephraim, that if a language is related to another language and a translation's been done in the first language, we can produce a translation now that's 60 or 70% accurate, a draft of that that new language that has not been done yet, and it's saving an incredible amount of time. That program is called Adapted.
Wow, the technology is amazing indeed. Describe what happens to people when they're reading the Scriptures in their own language for the first time.
Well, you know, one of the stories that I try to tell in this book, Ephraim, is about the choice of words and how important the choice of words are, and this idea that God loves us eternally. There's a story in there from northern Cameroon, from the Hidi people, talking about the choice of the word for love and this idea that God loves us eternally. This word existed within the community for centuries, but they'd never used it. And when they translated John 3:16, they began to realize that eternal love was there all along. That verb ending was there all along, and they began to use it. And it had a huge impact on them.
I can imagine. Well, the book is called The Finish Line, and that's a reference to the Vision 2025. Tell us about that vision and where you stand right now on fulfilling it.
We really believe that within the next 10 or 12 years, the final translation programs will be started. That last translator for that last translation program is alive somewhere in the world today, Ephraim. And so what we're inviting people to do is to join us and become and be a part of this historic opportunity to finish the Bible translation task in our lifetime.
Wow, real curious. How do you feel as you approach that finish line?
Very grateful to the Lord. It's a very unique opportunity and call in our lives. My wife Dallas and I have been doing this for 31 years, and every day we're grateful that we get up to very meaningful, eternal work. So to be able to call people to participate with us in this is it's a great opportunity, and we're enjoying it greatly.
So what will Wycliffe do when you're finished? Are you working yourself out of work?
Yeah, you know, people ask me that all the time. I tell them Bible translation is going to go on until Jesus comes back because, as we know, like in English, our language evolves. So these languages evolve. There's always new work to do. And one of the things that's happening today is that more and more communities want to produce the whole Bible, Ephraim. So we've still got a lot of work to do. Vision 2025 is really about starting. It's not about finishing.
All right. Bob Creason, thank you so much for your time. Always.
Absolutely amazing what the Bible can get into the hands of all people in their native language, and they can begin to abide and hear God for themselves. Man, I think that is so cool. Mm-hmm. And people give their lives out. What an appreciation we should have for them. They give their lives to the studying the text, making sure that every word is translated in a way that's going to give them meaning. And when I think about that, I think about YouVersion, the app YouVersion. They created this app that allows you to have the Bible on a digital format on your phone. And there's been other apps like that, but what makes this app, I think, a little bit unique is that it's designed pretty awesome, where you can navigate, you know, freely. Mm-hmm. But they have so many different Bible translations. But now they just hit another milestone. They had 150 million downloads.
Wow.
150 million downloads of this app. It's free, sure. Doesn't cost anyone a thing. In fact, we'll make sure that it's related for you on this post. In case you haven't downloaded, you can download the Bible. You can have it on your phone. And now, another milestone that they reached was 1,000 languages in a digital format that you can have on your phone, the Bible. So I just think, wow, as the Word of God continues to spread, and more people have more access to abide with God, they have an opportunity to hear His voice. And God's voice will change your life. There's life in the Word. We want to encourage you today that if you don't have a simple plan to connect with God and read His Word, we have one for you. You can go to iabide.org and just fill out the prompts, and we'll send it to you. It doesn't cost you a thing, but we want to encourage you, read your Bible as much as you can, and hear what God would have to say to you. One word, one sentence, one thing that God would say to you a day would probably change your life. I know it'll change your life forever. And imagine putting God's word in your heart and letting that word bear fruit in your life and that word touching other people. iabide.org. Get your free plan today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.